Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Former President Donald Trump is declared the winner of Monday night's first in the nation Iowa caucuses. The 2024 election season is officially underway.
We want to come together, whether it's Republican or Democrat or liberal or conservative. It would be so nice if we could come together and...
Ron DeSantis finished a distant second place in Iowa, followed closely by Nikki Haley in third. Entrepreneur Vivek Ramaswamy chose to bow out of the race after a disappointing finish in Iowa. On the Democratic side, presidential preference votes were collected by mail-in count and will be announced on March 5th. An Arctic blast continues bringing dangerously low temperatures, wind chills, snow, and ice nationwide this week, even into the South.
It is so cold. It will be so cold that it is tough for the salt and other treatments for the roads to work, meaning roads can be slick anywhere throughout Kentucky.
Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear trying to reassure residents of his state. The National Weather Service says this surge of Arctic air is bringing hazardous cold conditions from the border with Canada, south through the Appalachian Mountains, even into Texas. Overnight low temperatures dip far below zero, mainly in the Midwest. At the same time, freezing rain in the Pacific Northwest is creating hazards, especially around Portland, Oregon. This cold weather continues to have a big impact on air travel. Already today, there are hundreds of cancellations and delays. According to FlightAware, there were a total of more than 9,000 flight delays through MLK Day Monday. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is reporting over 35,800 COVID-19 hospital admissions in the last week in the U.S. While the week-over-week increase has mostly leveled off after the winter holidays, U.S. hospitalizations for COVID are still at a level not seen since winter last year. This is USA News.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications, in a variety of formats.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
A dispute is pitting state versus federal government in Texas, as state officers at the clogged southern border crossings in Eagle Pass were blocking federal Border Patrol agents from rendering life-saving or other medical aid to illegal border crossers.
Well, I think the state should be able to enforce immigration law. The federal government down there has frustrated Texas's attempt to try to get people not to come across the border.
Republican presidential candidate Ron DeSantis spoke on CNN this week saying he supports Texas's right to enforce its own border. He says Biden administration border policy needs to be blamed for the tragedies taking place there. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin is now out of the hospital following complications from a corrective surgery for prostate cancer. The Pentagon confirmed Austin had been released from Walter Reed Military Hospital on Monday. Lawmakers are demanding answers about why the White House and Congress were not notified about Austin's hospitalization sooner. Fulton County, Georgia District Attorney Fani Willis may have spoken publicly for the first time this past weekend on allegations of an improper romantic relationship with another Georgia prosecutor who brought charges against former President Trump.
You cannot expect black women to be perfect and save the world.
That's Willis speaking at the Big Bethel AME Church in Atlanta on Sunday. She's remained mostly quiet on the scandal and has neither confirmed nor denied the reported details so far. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Oh, well, things are looking up, really. Trust me. It's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Dr. Paul Ken Gore is going to be joining us. Professor of Political Science and Chief Academic Fellow at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College. Hey, Paul, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good, Bill. It's very, very cold here in western Pennsylvania, and snowing. But I guess that's the case for a lot of the Midwest and a lot of the country right now.
Well, exactly. In Iowa, they called it frozen nostril cold. That's how cold it was, you know, for the caucuses and that. And, you know, quite a resounding victory for the former president. Although I got to tell you, I agree with some people. You know, I don't understand why Fox and AP, some of the others were calling. I guess the victory was so resounding and so obvious they couldn't help themselves and jump the gun. I just think, you know, maybe what we need is Anthony Anderson's mama to come in and straighten out these pundits and, you know, make sure the trains get there on time. They don't leave early and they don't get there late. You know, just like she did for, you know, the award ceremony last night. You know, she did a great job in, you know, keeping the show on schedule and ending on its 3-hour time limit.
Yeah, well, you know, they, I guess carrying on with my metaphor here, right, it wasn't too cold for Donald Trump, right?
No, not at all.
Trump was really hot in Iowa. My understanding so far, at least from some of the early reports that I've read, Bill, is that this, I think this is a record margin of victory for a Republican in the Iowa Republican caucuses. And so I guess Trump got, what, maybe at least 50-something percent.
Yeah, over 50, just over 50, right. Yeah.
Yeah, just over 50. And we're looking at, I guess, DeSantis in second and Nikki Haley, a distant third to Trump, but just a little bit behind DeSantis. And I kind of thought that Haley would do better and would come in second.
Yes.
So I think that's actually quite a big victory for DeSantis, that DeSantis edged her out and can at least say that he came in second. And Vivek Ramaswamy, from what I understand, has pulled out and endorsed Donald Trump.
Right.
So that's another big victory for Trump in that sense. And this is quite a wake-up call to the country and to Democrats and liberals and the media.
They've got to really be shaken, Paul. Yeah, the Democrats have really got to be shaking in Biden, because look at the numbers. I mean, with women, he doubled his numbers. You know, when you look at the nuance of who voted for Trump and that sort of thing, I mean, it's quite the mandate that is developing here. And I think that the Democrats have seen this all along. This is why they've attacked Trump, because they realized that they were going to have a rough hoe at it. I don't know if they have plans to cheat even more than what they did in 2020, but they've got to come up with something here because, you know, the momentum definitely is to Trump. And all these areas that they attack Trump on, that he couldn't attract the women, the suburban housewives, yada, yada. Boy, that's, you know, if I was any indication of what's going on across the country, I mean, we're talking, you know, an epic victory for Donald Trump.
Yeah, yeah, and a friend of mine who's African American, she's I guess I won't name her name because she hasn't gone publicly on the record with this, but she's a scholar, she's very good, she's really just a brilliant historian, and she told me that she thinks the country's going to be shocked at how well Donald Trump does with black voters.
Yes,
and she's convinced that Trump is going to get over 20% of the black vote.
Right.
And if that's the case, as she said, I mean, it's lights out. I mean, that would, a Republican to get 20% of the black, I mean, that would be double what Ronald Reagan got. I think
exactly.
Reagan got, you know, only like 9% of the black vote in 1984. 1980, he got like 14%. You know, Republicans only get about, you know, maybe 10, 12% of the black vote. That's it. So Donald Trump can get 20% of that. I mean, and do better than people are thinking among women, then, you know, then the only way the Democrats can pull this off is massive mail-in balloting, right?
Yeah. Well, that and they got to get ballots in the hands of 8 to 12 million illegal immigrants who have come into the country.
Well, that and the unions, right? They got to get the ballots in the hands of the unions who can scroll them off to a warehouse somewhere and do what they do best. In fact, speaking of all this, I saw an exit poll noted this morning at Breitbart that 68% of Republicans believe that there was fraud in the 2020 election. And so I'm not surprised by that number. And I know, Never Trumper friends of mine on the left and right will probably howl at that number, you know, call people on our side a bunch of conspiracy theorists. But if I hear that from any of them, I'm going to tell them if they did a poll of Democrats, probably 68% of Democrats believe that the 2016 election was stolen by Trump and Putin, right? Working
right,
against Hillary.
Yeah.
And then
exactly.
they even got their Democrats in Congress to spend millions of dollars, right, investigating this, you know, chasing around their, their Russia hoax conspiracy theory.
Mm-hmm.
So, we're not unusual in suspecting something going on there. And here I am in Pennsylvania, where it looks like Donald Trump should win Pennsylvania overwhelmingly in 2024. He won it in 2016 by a comfortable margin. I still don't know how he could have possibly lost it in 2020. But in 2020, we ended up with something like 3 million, I guess, maybe, mail-in ballots. I mean,
exactly.
Today, no one really knows how many there were. We thought an election night could be as high as 1.6 million, and then they said, no, maybe 2 million. And, well, maybe 2.2 million. Oh, maybe 2.4 million. Well, I think we got maybe 3 million. Still counting the votes here. Wow, look, Biden's ahead. Oh, guess what? All the votes are counted. Biden
yes, exactly.
wins Pennsylvania, right?
So, unbelievable.
That could be, we could be seeing that once again here in Pennsylvania in 2024, and especially now that, once again, we have, Democrats in charge of the governor's office, and I don't know, maybe we need someone like John Fetterman to come out and call out the cheaters.
Has he woken up or what? I mean, all of a sudden the synapses in the brain are starting to work here. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, yeah.
And the Democrats are going, wait a minute, I thought he was a Democrat.
Right. Well,
right?
The interesting thing about him, so, Fetterman, like me, he's a Pittsburgh guy. He's born in Pittsburgh. He's from this area, and he's a kind of more traditional, blue collar Democrat. And I don't want to say he's conservative or moderate, because you look at where he stands on cultural issues, right?
Yeah.
He's terrible on all the LGBTQ nonsense. You know, waves his rainbow flag. He's pro choice on abortion, but he has a lot of the kind of, you know, Western Pennsylvania blue collar Democrat common sense on issues like immigration and other things, so he might surprise people even more over the years.
Well, he may have restored some credibility for Harvard, being an alumnus after all this going on there, nobody's accusing him of plagiarism so far, so. We'll see how that works out. Exactly, without a doubt. Right. We're talking to Dr. Paul Kengor, and we've got more on the other side of the break. Stay with us. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 0523, 800-284-0523.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
It was your best vacation ever. You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, "Hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life?" And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract. But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare? It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement. No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
Dr. Paul Kengor had reported earlier, Vivek Ramaswamy has decided to suspend his campaign, and so now there are three, Donald Trump, Nikki Haley, and Ron DeSantis. DeSantis coming in second, Nikki Haley in third, and I agree with you, Paul. I think Nikki Haley's a little bit disappointed, hope that she would come in, you know, in a second, but it's close enough to, you know, carry her through for a couple of more rounds here, but... I think donors and I think other people are going to realize, especially after this, quite epic victory from Donald Trump, and the numbers, they look so solid. So the only thing they can hope for is that, some of this legal ramifications and entanglement that Trump is in, that something happens there that disqualifies them, and they can almost gain the nomination, by default. That's all they can hope for. It just seems like they're, just waiting around hoping for a loose puck somewhere. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah. I think there could be. Although I must say, I'm concerned right now, Bill, looking at the Real Clear Politics composite average. And, Trump had been leading Biden by 2 to 3 percentage points, which was really decisive. I mean, if Donald Trump ends up actually winning, the overall popular vote, then he's really a shoo-in for the Electoral College. I mean, he could win the Electoral College by losing the popular vote by 2 to 3%, like he did against Hillary Clinton in 2016. But the very latest, Trump's just barely ahead of Biden now, and particularly surprising, Nikki Haley was leading Biden by 4 to 5 percentage points, and she's now leading him only by about 1 or 2. So Biden has suddenly crept up a little bit from the dead. I mean, he was.
Yeah, but what is he? But what has he done though, Paul? That could creep him up.
That's what I'm confused by. That's what really throws.
I think that somebody looked over their shoulder and said, "Hey, wait a minute! You forgot to put your elbow on the scale, idiot. Put your thumb on the scale, and now we get these new numbers coming up. I mean, because there's nothing here because of the way the whole Israel-Hamas conflict is taking place. The threat now of Taiwan, and it seems that the United States has backed away. They've gone from, hey, we're going to support Taiwan no matter what, to where they're, really clamping down. And again, you get the, two-sided speak out of Joe Biden's mouth. I mean, this is just, Ukraine is, it's all unraveling. And of course, the border is so obvious. So how do you sit there and think that somehow he's, something terrific has happened that would, give him any kind of gain here?
Yeah, that's what I think is really inexplicable about it. And it can show really how fickle the public is sometimes, right? And the things that you just mentioned there, Bill, like Joe Q Public, I don't think is paying any attention to what happened in Taiwan or, saying, Biden, his statement on Taiwan was spot on. Totally in accord with the 1972 Shanghai communique, thumbs up to this guy who spent 40 years on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. He knows his stuff. I mean, nothing like that at all. So I don't know why suddenly Biden is up a little bit. And I think for people on the Republican side, that could be even more exasperating, right? Because you're running against a guy who, do you understand why he's bottoming out at low 40s, upper 30s, and why people don't like him? But then all of a sudden, when he closes the gap on all three of your Republican front runners, if for some reason you can't figure out, that could be kind of concerning. And
if
the numbers continue in that direction, to the point where Biden is suddenly ahead of Trump by 1 or 2 percentage points, you might want to see Democrats running against Donald Trump again. And then they'll stop filing all the lawsuits. let's not put Trump in jail. Let's put him out there so we can run against him, right? The throw Trump in jail strategy, right? That's what you want to do when you're convinced that that Trump's going to beat you. But if you're suddenly not convinced he's no longer a threat, well, let him run.
Right.
So I don't know. But I will say this: Iowa last night, that was a very strong affirmation for Trump, and Trump has got to be really, really jazzed up about that.
Yeah, he was in his acceptance speech. I mean, what he said last night after, the returns and everything, very pleased. And he has to be. I mean, and like you say, the amount of opposition that he's faced, on the campaign trail, certainly in the courts and that sort of thing. But he's won a couple of victories there, but quite encouraging. So the only thing I can think is this, is that just like they, the bean counters of the government, what they did, they're doing the same thing as they did with Obama. I mean, here we get the unemployment numbers, and what, 11 out of the 12 months, they've had to adjust the numbers, and they don't adjust them up. They always adjust down. So, you know, it's all machinations, and I think people are kind of accepting that we're not getting the whole truth, and this, you know, we have to wait until the election finally is adjudicated, and then this time around, that everybody's going to be a lot more vigilant to make sure that we do, in fact, have more of a free and fair election, if that's possible, when you're dealing with, you know, with half of the opposition that firmly believes that cheating is acceptable.
Right. Well, and also I think between now, right, mid-January and November, the first week in November, first Tuesday in November, I mean, a lot, you could say a lot can happen. A lot is going to happen. And
right.
I think the economy is only going to get worse, especially through the primaries and into the winter. And what happened with Taiwan is a big deal. And it remains to be seen how China reacts to that. You know, but Putin gave really a kind of a chilling New Year's Day message about Ukraine and talking about victory and what a great year it's going to be for Russia. I mean, this is a guy who, you know, there are estimates that he's lost something like half of his army in Ukraine. Mm-hmm. But this doesn't sound like a guy who feels like he's lost at all.
Exactly.
So, you know, who knows what kind of drastic things that he could do in Ukraine. Poland, which is a member of NATO, no one's paying attention to this, but Poland just had elections where they, for some inexplicable reason, elected a bunch of left-wing wackos. So they're going after President Duda, you know, the wonderful conservative leader of Poland. And so I don't know what kind of chaos that could cause in Poland. And keeping an eye on that is Putin. So a lot could happen in Ukraine, Europe, Asia with China, Taiwan. You never know what crazy little Kim is going to do.
Well, yeah, he keeps firing missiles off like crazy. Yeah, exactly. I mean, he let off supersonic missiles, supposedly. They don't know. But then China goes to file a missile, and they realize it's out of gas. They have no fuel. They were loaded up with water. Was that hysterical?
That sounds like a Russian thing, doesn't it, right?
You know,
like,
it really does, but, I mean, this is China. So, I mean, and here we hear about the woes of China. You talk about the economy there. Maybe that's what's stalling, you know, this attack in Taiwan. Also, the other thing is that they realize that if they really do something, and if the United States really does get involved, I mean, the U.S. Navy is going to pull, and I don't care how many boats China puts out there. The Navy is so far, the U.S. Navy is so formidable, Paul, that I mean, it could be a mess. I don't think they really want to go there.
Right.
You know,
no,
so we'll have to wait.
But we are under treaty as Shanghai communique and so forth, we are committed to Taiwan and China in a kind of a really strange way. It's really hard for people to even understand all of that stuff. It all happened with Nixon and Kissinger 50 years ago. But you know, the one person who does.
But we were supposedly committed with Ukraine too. We were supposedly committed with Ukraine, and the way Anthony Blinken and Joe Biden defined commitment, I'd be a little nervous.
Yeah. Well, and between us being committed to Ukraine with Russia bearing down on Ukraine and our commitment to China or Taiwan and Taiwan in the election and China bearing down on Taiwan, I mean, it could, you know, who knows how this could blow up?
Well, exactly. And meanwhile, you've got Iran now really just saying, okay, I'm just coming out. I'm coming out for the dance. And so they're, you know, creating more problems. And of course, with all their surrogates on top of it, this could be a most interesting year.
That's right.
For the grace of God, Paul, I'm telling you.
Capped by a crazy election in November. That's right.
Stay tuned for details. We got to have you back because we didn't get a chance to talk about the main topic of MLK. There'll be other times, I'm sure. Dr. Paul Kengor, Professor of Political Science and Chief Academic Fellow of the Institute of Faith and Freedom at Grove City College. Thank you, Paul. Take care. Godspeed, my friend.
Thanks, Bill.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver Plan, you get four lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, loved ones, and save money. Thanks, kids. You're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get four lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.
USA News Update. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin is now out of the hospital following complications from a corrective surgery for prostate cancer. The Pentagon confirmed Austin's been released from Walter Reed on Monday. He will reportedly be able to work remotely for a time and will have full access to secure communications capabilities. Amidst this, U.S. lawmakers are still demanding answers about why the Pentagon did not inform Congress and the White House sooner about Austin's hospitalization. Houthi militants in Yemen retaliate, and the U.S. says it has shot down a missile fired by the rebels at one of the nation's warships in the Red Sea. It's the first such attack since U.K. and U.S.-led airstrikes on the Iran-backed group began late last week.
Attacks on commercial shipping in the Red Sea does have a direct attack on British interests.
Former U.K. National Security Advisor and Ambassador to the U.N. Mark Lyle. Grant. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Back with you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here, and we're going to have Jeff Kemp join us in just a few seconds here. Oh, he's here, as a matter of fact, right now. The former NFL QB and ministry leader. Hey, Jeff, how you doing, buddy?
Good morning, Bill.
Hey, good to have you with us. You'd mentioned in a note that you'd sent to me, which I wanted to talk about first, and that is that how your dad was involved in helping make Martin Luther King Jr. a federal holiday.
Yeah, Dad believed strongly after having gone through the 1960s in the AFL and the NFL and seeing situations like the All-Star game in 1965, I think it was, in New Orleans, where the black football players couldn't stay in the same hotel or eat in the restaurants or get cabs. They had to get a colored cab, and the player said, "This isn't right," and they told the league, and they switched the game and stood with the African-American guys and said, let's play it somewhere else, and they did. They moved it to Houston. But Dad knew that America was founded on rights that come from God and dignity that comes from God. And we hadn't lived up fully to our American dream, and that Dr. King did as much as anyone, along with Abraham Lincoln, to restore the dignity of mankind and the principles of the Declaration of Independence. So he fought pretty hard for the King holiday. And mm-hmm. I think some thought of it as a Democratic thing, like the Democratic Party, and a lot of Republicans didn't support it. And Dad said, wait a minute, Republicans and Democrats are all on the same team, America. And
right, exactly.
Yeah, rights come from God. Dr. King was a minister who preached the Bible's principles of freedom and equality and did it in a nonviolent way, gave his life for it.
Mm-hmm.
We should honor this. And the note I sent to you yesterday was just that, gosh, what if we focused on looking for the good in others, even if there's what we think is 80% bad or we don't like their positions? How would that change the tone of our debate? How would that change the tone in our homes? How would that change the tone in the country? And, of course, we're going into an election where it's all going to get more ugly. But
exactly.
You and I and each of your listeners can be strong Americans and debate the issues and stand for the truths we believe in. But let's do it by protecting the dignity of human beings made in the image of God.
Exactly. That is absolutely key. I want to go back a little bit and expand a little bit more, if you don't mind, regarding what your dad, Jack Kemp, was doing and what others have done. So many had roles to play. Like any winning team, Jeff, you know, there are people, players that are unheralded, but if they weren't there, maybe a block wouldn't have happened, a catch wouldn't have happened, you know, to move the ball down the field to, you know, make the final score happen. There's lots of things. There's lots of shoulders that people stand on along the way. It's kind of like, you know, a friend of mine who had written a book about generations, you know, how many generations are involved for one person to be born, for example. And if you go back 12 generations, it's the number is something like 4,079 people are responsible for your presence, your birth.
Wow.
And that number, to think about that, is just mind-blowing. And so in thinking about what happened with Martin Luther King Jr., and of course, you know, people are really kind of shocked to understand, you know, because blacks traditionally have voted, you know, Democrat, right? I mean, to put it in those terms. And I'm like you. I'm resisting the political stuff. But I only bring it up to you know, kind of for educational purposes and for people to understand. And, you know, a lot of people didn't even know Martin Luther King was a Republican. He wasn't a Democrat. He was a Republican.
Well, like you, see, and you mentioned that blacks traditionally voted Democratic, not before the 60s, in the 50s and 40s
right.
and 30s.
Right.
They voted Republican, and the Republican Party championed free enterprise and rights for blacks.
Right. So there was empirical, but somehow that got drowned. And the narrative, you know, in, like you said, mid-60s and President Johnson, you know, in doing, you know, with the war on poverty and all the stuff that he did, which basically, in a sense, when you look at it, kind of reinvented the wheel. The wheel was already there. They just didn't want to enforce it, but they came up with this new verbiage to make it seem like here's the Democratic Party. They're the champions of this. And the results of the policy, the results of getting the black vote is devastated black families. And I think this is what the reality is coming, you know, full circle here, because, you know, as you say, if you don't look on another person as their imago Deo, made in the image of God, then you start manipulating people and you do things that do not serve them.
I think, you know, I don't want to say one party is above reproach or correction when it comes to seeing the imago Deo in people. But you and I are accountable for ourselves. And we really need to remember that if we know that God made humans, he made not just us, but he made others. And there's good in every person. It may be suppressed. They may be more influenced by Satan than by God. But if our manner of dealing with people does not recognize the image of God, the value of God in them, the potential for Jesus Christ and his Holy Spirit to save them, just like remember the thief on the cross who
right.
came to Christ at the last second? And God said, you'll be with me in paradise today. He had no time to behave well, to clean up his act, to vote the right way. You know, to pay his taxes and to be nice to old ladies. He had no time to do well on earth, but he had enough dignity for Jesus to say, because you've humbled yourself, I'll save you and I'll perfect you and bring you to heaven with me.
Right.
We don't know what might happen to the person who ideologically is different than us or behaviorally is different than what we think is God's standard. We have to treat them in a way that gives them dignity and shows hope that God's grace can reach them. And I think our political discourse needs to change. And
the thing is that, look, I think, you know, politics is a pandemic in and of itself. It is ruinous. It hasn't served the people. And what we're at here is that, okay, you can do it by way of politics or you do it by way of God. I mean, Jesus came to liberate us, Jeff. And to your point, what you were saying earlier, think of it this way. If we're free as Jesus had intended for us and why he went to the cross to liberate us, and we're able to look upon one another as made in the image of God and appreciate everyone's dignity, boy, the discourse, the way we get along, it's a whole different ballgame. And maybe, you know, for some people who are hearing this conversation go, well, Bill, that's the other side of heaven. Yeah, I get that's the other side of heaven. But knowing what we know doesn't mean that we can't bring a little bit of heaven here. If not, then, you know, why did Jesus come, right?
Yeah, the Lord's Prayer says, thy will be done on earth as in
as
heaven.
It is.
Mm-hmm. And that means you and I are to demonstrate love as Jesus will demonstrate perfectly in heaven and certainly demonstrate perfectly on earth. That's our responsibility as children of God. And love can be truthful. Love will tell the person running out in the street, hey, that's dangerous. I'm going to need to talk you out of that. But I think this is a great time for us, coming off the heels of celebrating this national holiday, to say the dignity of God, the image of God, is in every person, and we need to behave in such a way that affirms that dignity of God. And there's no trait like love that shows that. Love. To do what's best for another person at an expense to yourself in accordance with the truth. That's love, and that's Jesus, and that's what we're called to, and it'll make us a better family and a better community and a better nation.
Well, we know in part, we prophesy in part, and I pray as much as possible this side of heaven that would be a reality for all of us, Jeff Kemp. Thank you so much for being with us.
Diabetes. I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I have asthma. I'm at risk, too.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that make
may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. We got Samantha Mao, the good news girl. Going to open up Sam's Corner right now, talk about some great things that are happening. But before we do, Sam, hey, first of all, good morning. Good to have you with us. Happy New Year.
Oh, I'm happy to be here.
Hey, I don't know if you caught the Emmys last night, but it kind of cleaned up the bad taste that everybody had in their mouth because of the Golden Globes. Anthony Anderson did a great job with his mama. It was kind of hysterical. So I looked to see that the numbers probably revived there for the Emmys. It's generally very popular because it's talk about TV shows. But I will say this. I mean, it just goes to show you just how diverse, you know, the landscape of television viewing has become. So many of the, you know, of the stars and the TV shows and that. I remember when, being in radio and playing music for many years, and when music started to expand and they started having the Grammys, they had the Grammys, but all of a sudden these new artists came about and I'm going, who are they? I have no idea who they are. And I found myself, you know, thinking the same thing with the, you know, the winners of this show, but by and large it was, it was pretty entertaining. They kept it moving. I think I got a kick out of Anderson, who says, look it, I want you to keep it brief. His mama was there. She was timing everybody, I guess, to make sure they kept to the point. He says, look it, thank Jesus, your family, and wrap it up. I mean, you know, that was kind of the theme of the acceptance speeches and that. By and large, it seemed to be a rather entertaining evening, and people enjoyed it. So that's good.
Wonderful. I love to hear of an award show that people actually can enjoy, because most of them have got... I mean, I'm not huge into award shows. They're the ones that you hear of lately. are pretentious or preachy, and so it's nice to hear something else working.
Well, yeah, there was some redemption there, and I think they needed it after. And I feel for Joey Coy because he's a comedian, funny guy, but I think maybe he just got some bad counsel, and it even lingers because that's the thing that happens when you have something bad. You know, as contrast, it stays because people go, well, it's not as bad as Joey Coy. It's better, or whatever, kind of thing. And so I feel for him. So he's going to have like the Jimmy Carter label on him for a little bit. But all in all, I mean, and the good news is we even in both cases, nobody got slapped. So I think that's a good thing.
That's true.
Right. Just saying. Well, let's get on with this first story. You got a former foster child who was just reunited with a foster mom. Who changed her life for 40 years, right? Or 40 years ago.
Yeah, that's right. It's a special story. It's a lady named Hannah Smith. And she wasn't sure what place this lady, Essie Gilchrist, in her heart that day, but because it's been since the 80s. Since she was in foster care, but Essie was her foster mother. And she said when she was 12 years old, her mom lost the ability to parent her safely. So she was taken away and put into a huge, scary situation. And she was like a self-described wild child. And fortunately for her, Essie took her in. And Essie was a black lady that was, she was in the military at the time. She was one of the highest ranking officers in the military at that time. And she had... Yes, which was really cool. And then she also had two other foster sisters, two black foster sisters. And, so during that time, that was like a very special thing that Essie did. And she was talking about how difficult. She's like, oh, I must have broken her heart. It was wild. And, I would break the phone when I wanted to call my boyfriend and she put a lock on it so I couldn't and did all these things. And she said, but this woman was the foundation of everything good that I am. And she showed me kindness. And she, just like she said, everything she knows about grace, about dignity, fashion, makeup, hair care, excellence, elegance, self-care, patience, love, goodness, the list just goes on. It's all from Essie. And she's like, I don't know where she is. I don't know if she's here on earth or if she's looking down on me from heaven. But, I just wanted to share this today. And so she shares this on X. And then to her surprise, she gets a response. And someone says, this is her. Essie Gilchrist is the Stockton president of Stockton Branch of Women of Color International. And you look, and this lady looks amazing. Like, she looks amazing. And, she looks so young. You're like, I'm sorry, you were a foster mom how many years ago? Like, 30 years ago, she looks like she was born in the 80s. There's a reporter from Today that got in touch with Essie, and they end up being able to reunite, which is a really... it's a really great story for us to all be able to see.
And it could be an encouragement, to real, other parents, deal with kids that are, tough. And I mean, here it is, this foster mom was in a sense kind of a desert experience, out in the desert for 40 years, and wondering after all that she deposited in this child, was there going to be any redemption? And 40 years later, she gets her redemption, and here we are, this microwave generation that we live in that we expect, well, look at, I deposited good stuff in that kid today. I mean, I expect him to, be right tomorrow. Well, what happens in the case of, 40 years later and in between time or maybe even post that time, you're wondering, occasionally, did it work? Did something stick? And then, and thank God for this young girl to come back and be able to offer some redemption and appreciate what her foster mom had done for her. I think as an encouragement to parents and other people who have invested their time and energy and resources into a child, you just don't know, what's going to happen because, it's God's will ultimately. That occurs and that plays out here, that we're just not, we're not doing this all on our own, that God is a facilitator of so many good things in the lives of people, especially kids.
That's very true. And, you think about, it's difficult enough in a lot of situations to raise, just to raise a well-behaved child that is your own, to take on a child who's already a teenager and wild, I can't even imagine. So I would like this SE lady to give a lecture, tell stories about how the rest of us could do such a good job.
Exactly. Now, this is a sweet story. And again, congratulations, for this young lady that she would honor her foster parent like this. And of course, for the foster mom, what a blessing. What a blessing for her and for everybody to come together to make this happen. I mean, this is, and thank God for her, that and I say for both parties that they were both alive and they were able to, I reconnect, and I imagine there's some reconnection that's taking place here. But to reconnect and to find the, find the chapter. I mean, because how many people do you meet along the way that you never really you don't really know what was the final chapter? What are they doing now? I know there's many people in my life. I look back and I go, God, I wonder what they were doing. We played ball together. We had sleepovers. This kind of thing. And what are they up to now? Kind of thing.
Oh, absolutely. And then to me, my version of success is to leave the world a better place. And I'm
exactly.
sure, knowing that she changed this wild child's heart in such a way that she remembers her and loves her and is grateful 40 years later, 30 years later,
wow.
It's pretty amazing. So
yeah, without a doubt. Next story is interesting. You may wonder who, maybe defibrillators are out. Maybe ambulances just need to look for potholes. This story is incredible. You got a man who's dead. He's being taken to the hospital, and the ambulance hits a pothole, and this guy comes alive. My goodness.
That's right. So this is in Chandigarh, India. Darshan Singh Barr. He was declared dead by the doctors. He was 80 years old. He'd been on a ventilator for 4 days. And that morning, he had been declared by the doctors. His family had notified, had notified the rest of his relatives and friends. And so the ambulance was actually taking him, for his last rites. And his grandson was riding with him. And they hit a pothole. And it was shortly after that his grandson starts noticing movement. It looks like it's like if you see any movement, it's like, I'm sorry, I thought you said he was no longer with us. And
right.
He calls the crew, and they rush back, and they check on this guy. And he has a heartbeat. He's alive. The car changes directions from going for the last rites to the hospital. And he still has a journey ahead of him. But how crazy is that to think that, it seemed like the pothole did something to draw him back to life. Like you said, maybe we need a couple potholes in the road.
I know, that's what's going to happen now. Ambulances are going to start looking for potholes as they head, the hospital or the morgue or whatever and see what happens.
That's right.
What a wild story. This next
wild.
Story is about a 46-year-old woman who loses 150, man, that's a body. She loses an entire body, 154 pounds, right? And then she goes on to win Mrs. Alabama and becomes a model?
That's right. 46 years old. Dana, she did it naturally after her doctor warned her about her health after her mom passed away. And 154 pounds. I don't know how she did it. I would like to take a class. And she looks amazing. She did it since 2020. And she hopes to become a personal trainer. And like you said, she's a beauty queen winner. She's Miss Alabama. And I just, in your 40s, losing a body, naturally amazing. I just would love to give her a standing ovation.
Well, and that's the thing, because, you've got all the, the skin that's been stretched out and everything else. And for her to be able to, lose that much weight, what an incredible story. So it encourages all of us who have made New Year's resolutions to lose weight this year, right? Samantha Bow, she's the good news girl.
It's
Thank
obvious.
You, Sam.
The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of...